When people ask me what I do for a living, I tell them that I am a rewriter. I doubt that I have ever published a page that has not been refried 8 or 10 or 12 times. As is true of many writers, I do not begin with a clear idea and then commit it to paper. The very act of writing helps me discover what I feel or know about something, and since each succeeding draft drives that discovery a little deeper, it is hard to know when to stop. But the fact that it took me a decade to write this book is not due only to my slow hand. I also credit a generous providence for giving me time to accrue and assimilate two experiences without which the book would have been less grounded, less honest, and hence less helpful. One of these was a failure, the other a success. Today I count both of them as blessings. Of course, the failure did not feel like a blessing at the time. 4 years before The Courage to Teach was published, while the book was still a gleam in my eye, or a stone in my shoe, depending on the day, I spent a year as the Eli Lilly visiting professor at Berea College in Kentucky. By the end of that year, I had been reminded of two things related to this book: why the title was on target, at least for me, and why I needed to write about teaching with as much humility as I could muster.